the dramas in the last 24 to 48 hours in France, in fact, the last week in France, and the reaction to it has now sparked this question of free speech in this country, and whether the satirical magazine in Paris could actually be published here. Suggestion in the Australian newspaper today is that it would have trouble getting published here because of the sections of the Racial Discrimination Act 18C that exist, and so we're back into that argument.
Yep. Certainly some of those cartoons that the Charlie Hebdo magazine have featured over the last 12 months, some of them you'd have to say we'd have great difficulty in running in Australia.
Some Liberal MPs want this revisited. The opposition leader says no. The Human Rights Commissioner Tim Wilson is the man who's very much led the push for free speech in this country. He joins us now. Mr. Wilson, good morning.
Good morning.
Simple question. Would this magazine pass muster in this country? Would it be caught by the regulations of Section 18C?
Well, there are, of course, thousands of images that Charlie Hebdo have published, but yes, some of them would absolutely have been censored under Section 18C. Others would have potentially come into conflict with state laws, and the magazine would essentially have had to have closed down from long legal protracted battles, I suspect.
Tim, just for our listeners, just explain the current laws in 18C and what they relate to.
Sure. Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act makes it unlawful to offend, insult, humiliate or intimidate a person on the basis of their race. And it's designed to address and was introduced to address public racial harassment to make sure people rightly didn't have to face public racial harassment. But they go much further than that and actually seek to restrict free speech on the basis of something that simply offends or insults, which would have included many of the publications that Charlie Hebdo published.
But not the cartoons, and I see you're making this point today, not the cartoons relating to Muhammad, because that's relating to religion rather than race or ethnicity.
That's true, but there may have been a case either under state laws or how people were represented as part of different ethnic groups, which may have related, which may have needed or may have been justified to be censored under 18C. But if it was strictly about religion, it would not have been censored. So this law, and this highlights one of the huge problems with this law, is that it only applies to people on the basis of race. We don't have the same standards to protect women against public gender-based harassment. We don't have the same standards for people on the basis of their sexuality to deal with issues of public homophobic harassment. We only have this standard, and a very low standard, applying to race.
So do you actually want to see that racial, that Discrimination Act enlarged?
Well, I what I think should happen, and I've always said this, is that we should lift the standard to where it was always suggested this law should operate, around public harassment, and then it should apply to everybody, because I don't understand and have never understood why gay men or lesbians should have to be facing public harassment on the basis of their gender. And harassment's a high standard, but why they should have to face it, but somebody on the basis of their race should be able to complain simply because they've been offended.
Can you just explain, because when you talk about public harassment, how do you define that? Can you give us a generic example for our listeners of what that might constitute?
Well, if you look at a lot of the conduct that's gone on in Sydney trains recently, where people are just facing outright abuse and can't disassociate themselves because people pursue them and shout racial abuse, that is harassment, and there is no doubt about that. It's not just should not just be unlawful; it's a violation of ticketing fare arrangements on Sydney trains. So those sorts of things should be unlawful. But if I write an article and somebody just finds what I said offensive, or they take offence at it, it should not be censored just because they are offended.
Okay, Tim Wilson, good to talk to you as always. Thank you.
A pleasure. Thank you.